And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I've got to share some information with you. I really do. I've got all this information rattling around in my brain, and I've got to get it out. I've got to tell you about an event that I attended last night, and it's a pretty remarkable event. Now, this event is an event that is made available to Lifestyles Unlimited members. So those of you that are not members yet, you wouldn't be eligible to attend these events. But what these events are called meetups. They're an opportunity for the Lifestyles Unlimited community in different areas of the country to go hang out with each other, go have dinner, go have some drinks, go have good conversation, and share information with each other. Now, this meetup just happened to be in San Antonio, Texas, and I was kind of curious, and I thought, you know, if we're meeting up here in San Antonio, I wonder where else are they meeting up around the country? So what I had to do was I had to plug into the Lifestyles Unlimited website, because that's where I get my data dump. That's where all the information that I need that helps me be a successful real estate investor, that's where all that intelligence resides. So I'm looking at the calendar that's made available to the Lifestyles Unlimited community, and looks like we've got a meetup in Richmond, Virginia coming up this weekend, another one in Central Texas in New Braunfels. We've got one in Washington State this weekend. We've got another one in Sarasota and Tampa in Florida. Looks like as we get into next week, there's going to be a meetup in Jacksonville, Florida. Then we've got one in the Rio Grande Valley, which is down along the southern border of Texas along Mexico. There's going to be one in Memphis, Tennessee, another one in Colorado Springs, Colorado, another one in Atlanta, Georgia, another one in Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri. Not sure which side of the border it's going to be in. And then there's going to be something called a Meet the Aspiring Lead Investor Online, which is an opportunity for the Lifestyles Unlimited community to meet aspiring lead investors. These are people that want to go out and buy real estate and want to offer that real estate to their fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members and bring them into the deal. This is an opportunity to showcase who they are and basically introduce themselves to the Lifestyles Unlimited community. It's just another way that we get out there and we network amongst the populace. Now, I was curious because, I mean, gosh, that's like what, 11 different meetups still to happen, and we're already more than halfway through this month. So I was curious, what's already on the calendar for July? And man, there's going to be another Central Texas New Braunfels meetup in July. There's going to be one in South Florida, another one in San Antonio, another Central Texas meetup in New Braunfels later on in the month. Jacksonville, Florida is back on the calendar. Northern Virginia, DC area meetup, Memphis, Tennessee meetup. So what's the point of having all these meetups, and are these all of the meetups that we offer? Well, the point of having these meetups, I kind of already expressed to you at the beginning of the show, it's an opportunity for people like me that are Lifestyles Unlimited members to go hang out and meet up with my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. It's an opportunity for me to meet experienced investors, an opportunity for me to meet novice investors, and an opportunity to meet investors that are somewhere between those two. This is a great, great event. Now, I can only speak for the event that I went to last night, but I will tell you, we were scheduled to meet for about 2 hours. I didn't get out of there until like almost the 3 hour mark. Now, is that because the meeting ran long? Well, technically the meeting ran long, but there's no formality to that meeting. No formality at all. Let me just tell you how it works. You show up when you're supposed to show up. There are tables set aside in a restaurant. You go sit down in the designated seating area. You sit down to your fellow next to your fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. If you know them, you say hi and you know, do the social thing. If you don't know them, you extend your hand, you say, "Hi, my name is," and you introduce yourself to that person. That's what the meetup's all about. That is your only requirement, is to actually enjoy a meal and have great conversation. And I had great conversation last night. I had an opportunity to meet up with some of my fellow members that I have not had an opportunity to talk to in a while. And I've had an opportunity to meet up with members that joined like within the last year. And I've just been kind of watching them go through the process. And it's been really fun to watch them mature as real estate investors, because as I see the sophistication starting to encompass their body, in other words, the knowledge of what they have garnered by going through the Lifestyles Unlimited educational program and all of the educational resources that are available to our members, and the fact that they're coming out and they're networking. And now these people, they've changed their language. They really have. They've changed their language. And instead of just, you know, talking like, "Hey, Bob, how you doing? How's the wife doing? How's the truck?" Which is typical Texas talk, by the way. It's more along the lines of, "Hey, Bob, how's it going? Hey, didn't you buy a house last week?" "Why, yes, Al. Yes, I did. And how's that going?" "Well, we're in rehab right now." And then I make a joke about, you know, Bob being in rehab. But it's a joke, although Bob is technically in rehab. But what is Bob doing in rehab? Bob is renovating, renewing a property that needs renovation. Bob is breathing new life into that property. And he's doing it following the Lifestyles Unlimited model. He's doing it following the Lifestyles Unlimited roadmap. He is doing it in a way that is going to make a significant difference in his life. Now, who is Bob? Bob is just a guy that I made up. But I'll tell you what, I've got a list of names here of people that I talked to last night. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to showcase each of those individuals to you, because each of them has a story and each of them is somewhere along their continuum of their real estate investing journey. Some of them have achieved real estate retirement, meaning that they live off of the passive income that comes from the real estate investments. I'm one of those people. Others are not there yet, but they're on their way to getting there. They're working their five-year plan, or for some of them, it's only a four-year plan. For some of them, it's only a three-year plan. And for some of them, believe it or not, it's only a two-year plan. Everybody starts the real estate investing journey at a different place with different resources, with different goals and different objectives. Now, the first person I'm going to tell you about, I'm actually super proud of this guy. I really am. And I'm going to give you his name. I didn't ask permission to give you his name, but here's the reason I'm going to give you his name, because this guy is an active member in Lifestyles Unlimited. He has done everything that he's supposed to do. He's been a little bit guarded with his approach to real estate investing, but he pulled the trigger. He did. He did all of his analysis. He did all of his education. He did everything that he was supposed to do to get ready to buy his first property. And you know what he did? Randall bought his first property. He did. And I'm super excited for him. And ironically, I've seen him at a couple of events. I saw him at a recent case study, and then I saw him last night at the meetup. And here's kind of what's going on. I asked him, "So now that you've got your first property under your belt and things seem to be working pretty well," because he told me everything's working well, the resident is paying their rent, he's making cash flow, he's had a couple of work orders, but other than that, it's been a really good experience. He is looking to buy his next asset. So I asked him, I said, "So what are you looking at? Are you looking at another single family house?" Because that's what he bought, was a single family property. And he said, "No, I'm kind of changing my investing strategy a little bit." And I said, "Oh, really? What are you thinking about doing, Randall?" And he said, "Well, I'm actually thinking about getting into multifamily." And I thought, wow, this is a monumental leap. Because if you know Randall, and I've gotten to know Randall, he's cautious. He's a little guarded, he's well educated, and he is focused on getting the job done the correct way. I think I just did a good job of surmising who you are, Randall, and I realize your wife is probably laughing right now, but that's the way I view you. I view you that way. So when you told me that you're looking to potentially transition into multifamily, that tells me you've really been thinking about this real estate investing. You've been thinking about how you can accelerate what you're doing because you have a specific goal in mind and you are intending to achieve that goal. Now, something I'm going to tell you about Randall. He actually retired from his job. Well, I think he's in the process of like leaving. So he's in that retirement process. He's done. It's just a matter of whether or not the organization is going to let him go. But so he's got a retirement income coming in, but he's not satisfied with that retirement income. He wants to build income for himself and his beautiful wife. He wants to be able to do things in retirement, and he realizes that real estate is a great way to add value to his retirement, because it does. So when he told me that he was thinking about getting into multifamily and buying a small multifamily property, I was elated for the guy. I really was. Randall, I just so you know, because I know you're listening to this radio show, I was elated for you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy that you got out of your comfort zone. And you know what, dude? I am excited to see what you buy next, because I think you're going to kill it. I really do. I think you're going to kill it, because you've got this all dialed in. You've figured out how this works. And now you're figuring out what assets you need to put into your portfolio in order to get to where you're trying to get to. And it's wonderful watching you in action. It is wonderful. Now, there was another guy there. And this guy's name is Joe. Now, Joe, he's what we call an ambassador. And he was there with Carla. They're not married, by the way. They're two different people. They have two different family units. But they're both ambassadors. So what's an ambassador? An ambassador is somebody who's a Lifestyles Unlimited member, whose sole purpose in life is to help their fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members get together and meet. So what do? They put together these meetups that we attend. These meetups that I talked to you about at the beginning of the show that are all scheduled for the end of this month and into next month. There is a Lifestyles Unlimited member who's an ambassador that makes sure that those meetups occur. Now, the reason that they do it is because they're all about what we do as Lifestyles Unlimited members. They're all about the networking. They're all about educating themselves. They're all about sharing information. And meetups are probably the best way in the world to do all the things that we do as Lifestyles Unlimited members without being in a formal Lifestyles Unlimited event. Does that make sense? Okay. So there's a lot of networking that goes on. There's a lot of education that goes along. There's a lot of sharing of information. And I will tell you, my buddy Joe, who's an ambassador, he is an expert at all of that stuff. Now, he's been a Lifestyles Unlimited member for longer than I've been a member. And I've been a member since 2017. You can go ahead and do the math and realize I've been a member for about 8 years. Joe was one of the first people that I met when I became a member back in 2017. As a matter of fact, he had come to the 2-day financial freedom seminar, and he was one of the guest speakers on the Sunday afternoon event. And he basically got up in front of everybody and told everybody his story. He told us about how he had a retirement problem and how he used multifamily investments to solve that retirement problem. Now Joe, over time, when I first met him, he was in the process of being retired. He was not real estate retired yet. Although he was very close, he was not real estate retired yet. He eventually became real estate retired, and he has been real estate retired ever since. Now, Joe's one of those guys that continues to work. Does he have to work? No. No, he doesn't have to work. But he's good at what he does, and he enjoys what he does for a profession, and he doesn't mind them giving him coin in exchange for the time that he puts in to the organization. And he also knows in the back of his mind that if, for whatever reason, that organization that he works for decides that it's time for Joe to go, Joe's going to be fine. He's going to be totally fine, because he's got passive income coming in from his real estate investments. That passive income is providing the lifestyle that he's leading, even though he's working a job. And he's using all that money from the job to buy more real estate. It's kind of a cool scenario. When we come back from the break, more people to share with you. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'm doing so today by sharing with you information that I gleaned last night at a Lifestyles Unlimited meetup event. Now, this is an event that Lifestyles Unlimited members attend. It's free to attend. I mean, outside of the fact that you have to buy a meal, because the way we do these meetups, let me be very clear on how we do these things. We always meet in a public place, usually at a restaurant, a place where we can gather, a place where we can enjoy ourselves, a place where we can get a little loud, and a place where we can have a meal and some drinks and good company. So we always pick a really, really good restaurant. And we've got, for the area that I'm in the greater San Antonio area, we've got a lot of really great restaurants that really meet the mark for what we're looking for. So we went to one of those events last night. And there was about, I'm going to say there was about 40 to 50 people that attended the meetup event. So you're probably wondering, well, is that a big group? Is that a small group? Well, for San Antonio, that's kind of a medium-sized group. I've been to meetups where we've had like a couple hundred people in attendance. I've been to meetups where we have just a handful of people. It really just depends on everybody's schedule, everybody's ability to attend the meetup, because it's a voluntary thing. It's not something that you're required to do. But I will tell you, if you miss the meetup, you miss a lot. So what do you miss? Well, you're going to miss networking opportunities. You're going to miss the opportunity to connect with other people that are doing what you're trying to do, which could possibly lead to partnerships, joint ventures, referrals, all kinds of things that could help your personal real estate investing business out. You could also access a pool of potential collaborators who share your goals. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be cool to connect with somebody else who has a similar goal set that you have, that you could share information with and share ideas with and have a common baseline for where you're trying to arrive when you do retire yourself? I think it's pretty cool. The other thing that you get when you attend a meetup event is you get knowledge. I mean, there was knowledge everywhere in that restaurant last night. Everywhere I turned, regardless of who I looked at, somebody was sharing information with somebody else. There was nobody just sitting there with their face over their food, shoveling the food into their mouth and ignoring the people that are around them. That's not how we network. We talk to people. Now we get the food in, we do eat the food, but we're like taking a bite and kind of, you know, doing the improper thing, the thing that their mom told us not to do, talk with our mouth full, right? But we do a lot of that because, good golly, it's great knowledge. It's great information sharing. I mean, when you think about the fact that I'm sharing information with other investors, I mean, I was talking with, I can't remember who I was talking with last night about this particular topic, but it came up and we were talking about 1031 exchanges. Do you even know what a 1031 exchange is? Do you even know that it exists? Do you know that it's a tool in your arsenal that allows you as a real estate investor to defer your taxes? And you, if you do it correctly and you follow the model 100% pure, you can defer your taxes throughout your entire life and eventually die and leave no tax liability to your heirs. It is possible to do that. Now, can you do it? Yes. Do Lifestyles Unlimited members put that on their target list of things that they must achieve? Probably not. And here's why. The 1031 exchange doesn't work for every buying and selling opportunity. It just doesn't. But when it does work, and I've used the 1031 exchange to defer my tax liability from one group of real estate assets to another group of real estate assets, and I will tell you, it works extremely well. The tax liability is absolutely deferred when you do it correctly. Now, you have to do it correctly. You have to be educated. You have to understand the process. It's something we will help you understand when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. But ironically, it came up in conversation last night, and I still can't remember who I was talking to about 1031 exchanges because I was having so many different conversations. Here's another thing that we talked about that helped stimulate my cranium. We talked about the markets. What are the markets doing? We talked about lessons learned. We talked about how we can avoid costly mistakes and stay updated on trends such as emerging markets or financing options. Yeah, one of the things that came up last night with regards to financing options is that it appears mortgage rates are coming down just a little bit. Now, as soon as I tell you that on the radio, they'll go right back up. But we're seeing a little bit of movement in the mortgage rates and the fact that they came down just a teeny weeny bit. Not a lot, but a teeny bit. I'll take a teeny bit over none. Yeah, I'll take it all day long. Because if you get a teeny bit today, and you get a teeny bit tomorrow, and you get a teeny bit on Thursday, you may develop a trend, and they may fall. Now, I'm not predicting that mortgage rates are going to fall. Please don't take that out of context. I'm just telling you it's something that we had a conversation about last night, and it was a great conversation. Something else that was going on last night was something called motivation and accountability. I'm not holding anybody accountable in the group of people that I met with. Nobody's holding me personally accountable, but I know of people that are holding each other accountable. So what does that mean? Who am I talking about? All right, well, I'm talking about two people, and I don't recall their names, but they were having a conversation about rehab. They're doing rehab on property. And both of them bought their properties at about the same time, and they started the rehab process at about the same time. What they're doing for each other is they're helping each other. They're communicating with each other to share information about how their particular rehabs are going so that they are learning more about the process and they're keeping each other accountable. In other words, you can't slack off. You can't let your contractors slack off because you have somebody else that's basically telling you, hey, have you gotten that job done yet? Yeah, that's what accountability is. It's a pretty cool thing. And Lifestyles Unlimited members that hold each other accountable, they're accountable. They do. They're good accountability people. And sometimes if you need somebody like that in your life, there's no better place than Lifestyles Unlimited to meet somebody who can keep you accountable. Now who should be on your team? Let's switch gears here. Who should you have on your team that should be holding you accountable? Should it be a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member, or should it be maybe your mentor? I'm thinking the mentor. It's a better role for the mentor. But some people have personalities that mesh well with other people. All right, so I've got to tell you about one of my newer friends that was at the meetup last night. As a matter of fact, he has been at every meetup that I've been to because this guy recognized that he has a retirement problem and he wants to solve it. And he's got a brilliant mind. His name is Daryl. He's a practicing attorney. And when it came time for him to decide that he was going to transition away from law and retire himself, he noticed that maybe there was some money missing in the retirement package. So what did he do? He became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And you know what he's been focused on ever since I've known him? He's been focused on the education. He is doing exactly what he is supposed to do to educate himself. Now, even though he's an attorney, and even though he has a brilliant mind, doesn't mean that he has been trained on how to invest correctly in real estate. Well, that is until he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And we trained him. We gave him access to our educational products. And you know what he's been doing? Educating himself. He's been doing what every other Lifestyles Unlimited member does. They become a member, and the first thing they do is they focus on the education. And they stay focused on the education until they get to a point where they realize they have achieved a certain comfort level. Once they've achieved a certain comfort level, and you'll know exactly what it is when you achieve it, now it's time to start buying properties. I think Daryl's there. I didn't get a chance to talk to him too long last night because he was a social butterfly. He was all over the room. He was talking with everybody. I got to talk to him on the way out. And man, I just garnered that information that he is done with the educational piece. Now, let me caution you and let me tell you that even though I say he's done with the educational piece, none of us are ever done with the educational piece. The educational piece at Lifestyles Unlimited is always a continuing education element. Always there, always present. We're always learning. We're always helping each other understand things that maybe we don't understand. And that's part of what we do at meetups. We share information with other people that are maybe struggling with a concept. Sometimes they just need to talk it out with another member. When you have conversations with your fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, those conversations can go anywhere. I mean, you can stay focused on the topic of real estate. You can. Or you can switch gears. You can talk about politics if you want, but I don't think that's the best use of your time at a meetup event, because your time with your fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members is limited. So, I mean, you can talk politics if you want, but really your time is better suited discussing real estate. And I'll tell you, there's never a lack of conversation at a Lifestyles Unlimited meetup, because there's always somebody who's going through a rehab process, kind of like Bill and Nancy. Bill and Nancy were in rehab last night. Now, I don't mean that they have like a substance abuse problem or anything like that. No, what it means is that they have a house that is going through the rehab process. So they're effectively in rehab themselves because they are managing the rehab process. Pretty cool, right? And as we were talking about the rehab process, they were telling me about some of the things that were going well and some of the things they were having some challenges with. But that's just the nature of the beast. And when I'm listening to my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, I'm taking in the good stuff, and I'm going, yeah, that good on you, good on you. And if I hear something that's kind of negative or something that maybe is difficult for them, I will scour my brain and I will try and find a solution. If I can come up with a solution to the problem that they're maybe having. People have done that for me countless times. At meetup events, I will go and I will share a situation that I'm having with a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. And you know what they do? They give me sound advice right back. Now, it's up to me to take the advice. Maybe the advice is perfect. Maybe the advice is imperfect. But I have to decide that, right? I have to figure that out. But once I figure that out, I've got knowledge that I didn't have to go somewhere else to get. It's knowledge that came directly to me because I'm a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Pretty cool, huh? Yeah, way cool. All right, what about Jeff and Elizabeth? Man, you know, they sat right across from me at dinner. So I had a wonderful time talking with them. As a matter of fact, Jeff was on this radio show about a month ago, and he was talking to you about some of his single family investments that he's made. And what I found out last night was that he and Elizabeth, they had made an offer on a property that they're getting ready to buy. Yeah, they made an offer. So they made the offer, and then they came to the meetup. So I said, did you get the offer? And they're like, well, we're still waiting to find out. And I said, do you think you're going to get the offer? And they said, yeah, we think you got a pretty good shot at it. So what they did was they were working with a Lifestyles Realty realtor who sent out a property to the membership. They saw the property. They determined that property fit their investing goals, needs, and objectives. And they contacted the realtor. They got more information on the property. They went and they looked at the property. They went home. They thought about it. They put a budget together for rehab. They went back to the property again, looked at it one more time. And then they made a decision after visiting the property the second time that they would go ahead and write the offer. So they told the realtor, go ahead and write the offer up. They gave the realtor the information about what they wanted to offer. The realtor wrote the offer up. And then as they were coming to the meetup, the offer was being presented. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, I didn't get the opportunity to circle back around with them to find out if they had won the offer. But here's what we were talking about. One of the things that impacts this particular asset that they're buying is a problem with the foundation. In other words, this property is located in an area where there's a lot of foundation problems. As a matter of fact, it's located in an area that's adjacent to where I owned multiple properties that had foundation problems. Jeff and Elizabeth have not dealt with foundation repairs yet. They haven't dealt with it yet. On their previous properties didn't require it, so they never did it. This particular property is going to require foundation repair. Elizabeth was a little bit nervous about it. And here's why she was a little bit nervous about it. When we go to acquire these properties, we if we can get an option period, we get an option period. We look at everything that is right, wrong, or indifferent with the property. And then we put together our budget, and then we go firm on the option. Okay. So in other words, we say we're going to exercise the option. We're going to buy the property. So that's pretty much where their mind is at. They want to buy this property. They want to get going with it. So they hope they win the bid. But here's the problem. When you have foundation work, now that you own the property, because they will transact the property, they can't get out of it like you can in an option period. In an option period, you can go, things aren't working out, the numbers aren't working out, I'm leaving, and it doesn't cost you any money to do that in most places. But in this particular scenario, they know that there's foundation work that needs to be done. So they're going to have to close on the property. They intend to close on the property if they get the offer. The first thing that they need to do is the foundation work. They need to bring that foundation back to level. One of the problems with doing foundation work on this particular type of property is the fact that it is a concrete foundation. Doesn't mean it's a problem leveling the property, but what can be a problem is the plumbing that exists in the ground that also exists in the concrete that feeds up into the house. When you're leveling the property, you could damage the existing plumbing systems. So if damage occurs, guess who owns that? It's the investor. Okay, so we were talking about different scenarios with regards to what if you don't have any problems? What if you have some problems? What if you have a lot of problems? And I told him, I said, always go with the worst case scenario that maybe you're going to have a lot of problems. Now, when Elizabeth sketched out the property, now I'm not a foundation expert by any means, but when she sketched out the property and showed me where the foundation issues were in relation to where the plumbing probably exists in the house, I think they're going to be okay. And if they're not okay, I think they're going to have minimal damage if they have any damage at all. So I think their budget is going to be solid. But here's the thing that we talked about. I said, how much money are you putting into this property? How much physical cash are you putting into the deal? And they said, we're putting about $20,000 in. And I said, how much equity are you capturing in this deal? And they said, we're capturing about an additional $47,000 of equity. And I said, wow, this is a great deal. You are tripling your investment in the asset just by buying and rehabbing the asset. So what if the plumbing costs you $20,000 more than what you expected? How does that impact you? And they thought for a minute and they weren't sure. And I said, this is how it impacts you. You take $20,000 off of the $47,000 of additional equity you intend to capture. So now you would only capture, say, $27,000. So here's the question I have for you guys. Is doubling your money still a good reason to do this deal? And they looked at each other and they looked back at me and they both said in unison, yes. So they realized the value that this property was providing for them, because what they were looking to do was capture equity in the deal. And this particular deal was one that would allow them to capture equity. And the beautiful thing about the conversation that I had with them was that I was able to share with them my experiences about foundation problems that I had in the same general area and put their minds at ease about the issue. Now, I'm not their mentor, but I am their friend, and I am a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. And what I shared with them was information that they needed, information that they could use, information that would make a difference in their life. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, sign up for a free workshop and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.